Hello, hello, and welcome to Wednesday. Hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Koi Wire on Insta, Snapchat, and TikTok, and put your unique vocabulary word in the comment section of my most recent post, and we'll choose a winner to work in to tomorrow's show. Let's go. We start today with the end of a controversial border policy. It's called Title 42. It's expected to expire tomorrow, May 11th. And communities along the U.S.-Mexico border are bracing for a surge that's been months in the making. CNN took video from Mexico's side of the border yesterday, and a source says the U.S. government estimates more than 150,000 people in Mexico alone may be standing by to enter the U.S. when Title 42 expires. Many politicians, like Texas Governor Greg Abbott, say the situation along the border is already overwhelming. The policy started at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, allowing border officials to quickly turn away migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border over concerns about the virus. Migrants were either returned to their home countries or sent back to Mexico. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, authorities have denied migrants at the U.S. southern border more than 2.8 million times since the policy began. The policy is going away now as the Biden administration is ending the COVID public health emergency. The Department of Homeland Security released a six-pillar plan that outlines the department's operations post-Title 42, including setting up additional facilities along the border to process migrants. Still, there are many concerns. The House of Representatives are expected to vote tomorrow on Republicans' wide-ranging border security package. The bill would, in part, mandate that migrants remain in Mexico while going through the asylum process and beef up security at the southern border and restart border wall construction. At the border, migrants are traveling through treacherous conditions at times, including battling extreme heat. Many are looking to enter America for a chance for a better life. This week, CNN spoke up with a few migrants on their journey.
4 días.
4 días.
¿Y cómo era?
Ay, horrible. Mucho frío.
She says they were 4 days on this train. She says horrible. Really cold. He says 4 kids, his wife, 4.5 days on the train.
¿Y a dónde van ahora?
Bueno, vamos a hacer la frontera.
¿Van a cruzar?
Sí. Vamos, como quien dice, por ese sueño americano.
He says it's for the American dream, and they're going to try to cross today.
Now, how to handle the border is a divisive topic. As you can see, there are many concerns to consider. Emily Schmidt is reporting.
Migrant DeMario Jones sees crossing the border as a singular mission.
Just want to go to the U.S. to get a work, to change my life and live a good life.
But border communities say an increase in migrants is an exponentially larger problem.
This task is going to be too great.
Yuma's mayor says a month ago, 300 people a day crossed the border near his community. Sunday, he says, there were 1,000.
The federal government is unprepared to meet the demands of the expected influx.
The governor of Texas launched a border response team because he claims the federal government isn't doing enough.
While Texas is doing everything possible to try to stop people from crossing the border, at the very same time, the president of the United States is putting out the welcome mat.
Texas has bused migrants to places like New York City, which now wants to send some to nearby Rockland County, New York.
We cannot put the needs of the people who are being sent here ahead of our own residents.
The county executive declared a state of emergency, requiring New York City to cover costs of any migrants. Republicans in the House have put forth a bill to extend current policies, but which the White House says would make the situation worse.
The bill, H.R. 2, would be a disaster for border security and a Christmas morning gift for human smugglers.
The bill is scheduled for a vote the same day Title 42 is scheduled to expire and unlikely to pass the Democratic-controlled Senate. I'm Emily Schmidt reporting.
With Title 42 expected to expire tomorrow and the expected surge in border crossings, the Biden administration is making plans to send an additional 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of the influx of migrants. As I mentioned earlier, the federal government estimates that more than 150,000 migrants were waiting in shelters and in streets in northern Mexican states bordering the U.S. this past weekend alone. Our Rosa Flores has more from the border.
Border communities across the U.S.-Mexico border already seeing a spike in migration, according to community leaders. In Brownsville, one respite center went from receiving up to 300 migrants per day 2 weeks ago to 1,000. In McAllen, from 150 to 400. In Laredo, from 50 to 250 during the same time period. 25,000 migrants are in immigration custody, according to a Homeland Security official, and total migrant encounters on the U.S. southern border now surpasses 8,000 per day. And this is the scene by the border wall in El Paso, where hundreds of people are waiting to turn themselves into immigration authorities, a flow that's expected to spike once Title 42 expires Thursday. And thousands more are already living on El Paso city streets.
This is ground zero for the immigration.
Pastor Timothy Perea has been delivering between 900 and 1,100 warm meals a day. As migrants here rely on the kindness of strangers for everything.
With respect to the DOD personnel.
Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz says the 1,500 active duty troops deployed by the Biden administration to assist with administrative tasks are headed to El Paso for now.
I'm going to be able to reallocate those to some of the other sectors that require some additional capacity. So we're going to be able to balance that out. We've got a plan.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the administration's border policies are not to blame.
We urge Congress to fix our broken immigration system. And until then, we will do everything that we can.
While Washington squabbles about who is at fault, it's border churches and nonprofits who are left helping fill in the gaps.
Imagine if you could recreate some of the most delicious dishes from star chefs from around the world. Well, food technology startup Cloud Chef is aiming to make this a reality using cameras and sensors in a chef's kitchen so that their gustatory greatness can be replicated for a price, of course. Let's see what our Vanessa Yurkevich has cooking.
Nikhil Abraham is on a mission to recreate some of the world's finest dishes with some computerized help.
What we did was build technology where a chef can come into one of our kitchens, be it from your favorite restaurant in Paris or even from your grandmother, and we can then recreate this recipe without the chef.
Abraham and his co-founders developed this specialized software and are putting it to use in a new startup kitchen called Cloud Chef.
We started with Indian food because we were missing some of our favorite restaurants from back home.
Chef Anika Godbuli is testing the technology. As she cooks, sensors record the entire process, breaking it down into thousands of data points.
We have cameras looking at the contents of the pan, looking at colors, in some cases textures. There are infrared cameras figuring out how hot each individual item is.
After her dish is recorded, it can be reproduced at any of the sensor-powered stations. And the results?
I can't taste a difference in it. Literally everything is duplicated.
Chefs receive a royalty every time one of their dishes is ordered. Right now, Cloud Chef has dishes from Michelin-starred chefs available for pickup and delivery in Palo Alto, California. But they are looking to expand their kitchens and menus soon by bringing the world's greatest cuisine to your home.
10-second trivia. Australia gets its name from the Latin word australis, meaning what? Island, southern, eastern, or humid? Australis means southern, which is befitting for the land down under. Let's head down under to Australia now, where some cool kangaroos are getting today's 10 out of 10. Parts of southeastern Australia getting the coldest day in May on record over the weekend. And kangaroos at Namagdi National Park were hopping in a winter wonderland. Winter in Australia usually starts in June, so snowfall this early? Well, that was pretty rare. That's about all we have time for today. Our special shout out goes to Western Hills University High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. We see you. Let's make this an awesome day. The most impactful factor determining our success over time is our state of mind. Stay humble, stay hungry, and shine bright today, baby. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.